All right, everyone, you know her and you love her. We're back with Lady Mechanica. Chapter 2. Let's get started. The Ministry of Health. What the bloomin' hell is going on here? Our minds have mechanisms designed to protect us from those unbearable realities that life may at times manifest. Scree, scree, scree! Ugh, who's there? Show yourself! What's you doing here? There's not supposed to be anyone in this area. When faced with horrors that threaten to shred our sanity, our psyches will defend us. Is you the one what did this? Well, is you? Transporting us to a sanctuary deep within. Hey, hold on there. Where you think you're going? A safe haven where nothing and no one can ever touch us. Hey, fella, is you bloomin' deaf? Sir! I am not a fella. And I would greatly appreciate you keeping your hands off me. Sorry, Mom, I'll be going now. And when we wake from that refuge, if wake we must, the mind continues to protect, blocking those memories we have not the strength to endure. Clack, 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 clack. Memories of a dark time imprisoned in a madman's laboratory, subject to unthinkable torments. Ugh, what the bloody hell? But there are memories still. How? Oh, what do we have here? Memories that are perhaps not as horrific, but which can be excruciatingly painful nonetheless. Cirque de Romani. Memories that could destroy us. Lady Mechanica. If we let them. Fancy meeting you here. Don't bother trying for your weapon. My men are expert shots and will not hesitate to shoot you dead if you make any such attempts. Besides, I would hate to be robbed of the opportunity to converse with my old associate one last time. I had a feeling I would happen upon you this night. The moment I saw the story of the half-machine girl in the papers, I was certain you would come calling. You are so very predictable. It has been a long time, Mechanica. I'm pleased to see you again, even if your taste in attire has become atrocious without my guidance. You are fortunate to see it all, if memory serves. Charming as always. You know, I never imagined you would make much of yourself after we parted ways. I half expected to someday find you working as a sideshow attraction in one of those dreadful traveling circuses, an oddity for the whole world to gawk at in amusement. Sorry to disappoint. Yes, well, that said, I'm actually rather impressed by all you have accomplished. You've managed to make an almost respectable name for yourself. The renowned Lady Mechanica, England's elegant and virtuous heroine, giving a touch of British class to the otherwise uncivilized masses. Is that not what they say about you? Of course, you and I both know what a load of rubbish that is, don't we? What would your adoring public think of their beloved mechanical darling if they knew about the time you spent behind these walls? Would they still hold you in such high regard if they did? I think not. I am certain they would be appalled by even that minor tidbit of your unsavory past, let alone the entire lot of your secrets that I am privy to. It is rather fitting, don't you think, that we should meet here again of all places, here, in the very institution where our long association first began all those years ago. Do you remember, Mechanica? Do you remember being locked away in here, your unheeded cries echoing through the halls night after night? And do you remember how it was that I saved you from an eternity of torment? How I stole you away from this miserable place? I took you under my wing and taught you the ways of the world. I made you, Mechanica. Any semblance of respectability you currently enjoy was unquestionably due to my hand, and must trouble you deeply to know that you are forever beholden to me. Or have you forgotten it all? Forgotten your past? Forgotten these halls? Forgotten me and everything I did for you? Oh, I remember. I remember it all. That and a good many other things, Catherine. It's Commander. Pardon? You address me as Commander Winter. Do not use the familiar ever. You have long since lost that privilege. As you wish. I see you sport Blackpool's brand now, Commander Winter. Have you come to fetch and heal at your new lord and master's command? Watch your tongue, Mechanica. You know as well as I that I will never, nor will I ever, serve any master. Lord Blackpool and I share a common interest, one which I am most passionate about. And what might that be? Why, you, of course. So Blackpool has intentions on me still? Perhaps I did not make my feelings clear enough when he and I last met. I shall have to be more explicit next time. But surely, Commander, you must realize it would be quite the task if you have any intent on my capture. I'm afraid I may have given you the wrong impression, Mechanica. Lord Blackpool is no longer interested in your capture. He wants you dead, an objective with which I am in full accord. I see, and are you quite certain this is the course you wish to take? Quite, I'm afraid. Lord Blackpool has placed a very hefty sum on your head. So much so that by morning these men will all be incredibly wealthy. I, of course, have no interest in such spoils. No, my reward should be the satisfaction I will receive from finally being rid of you. Well, then it seems this is a very unfortunate turn of events for me. Would it be too much to ask for one final request, Commander? A question, if I may? You have caught me in a giving mood, Mechanica. I will allow it. What is it you wish to know? Oh, I was just curious. How is your mother, Lady Winter, faring? You miserable serf! Don't you dare speak of her! You allude to my unsavory past. Perhaps your men would be interested in a bit of yours. I will personally rip that insolent tongue right out of your bloody hat! Blam, 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 blam! No, no, no! Shook, 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 shook! Ah! Shook, blam! Catherine, a word? Ah! Shook, blam! There are those who would argue you deserve the same fate as your men. I disagree. Ping, ping, ping. For all your transgressions, for all your betrayals. Tink. For Dallas. You deserve a fate far worse than death. Oh, just shoot me, and be done with it. Rid me of your incessant drone. I would love nothing more than oblige you, Catherine. However, I do remember my time in the ministry. I was trapped here, tormented daily, no chance of escape. But then you came. Release me from that hell. You were my savior, my only friend, my sister. The closest thing to family I had ever known. Yes, and you were nothing more than a wretched little urchin. Always nipping at my heels. I regret ever taking pity on you. I should have left you to rot in your hole. I was blind to the person you really are, Catherine. But you are right. I am indebted to you. You did save me from these halls. You gave me a life. Now in return, I spare you yours. My debt is paid in full. Commander, they're dead. They're all dead. Click. Hands up. What? Who? Who? Ignore the bloody witch. What the devil were you blabbering about? Devil? It was the devil, Lucifer himself. No man could have done what he did. He killed them. He killed them all. The entire squadron turned to ash in an instant. Trooper. Control yourself. What happened? Who attacked you? He was stealing the subject away, and we tried to stop him, but he who, trooper? Who was it? One of the men cried out a name. Cain. Cain? Who is this Cain? You're the bloody investigator. Go find out for yourself. Well then, I believe my business here is done. It was a pleasure seeing you again, Catherine. I do appreciate you giving me the opportunity to clear my debt. Oh, and if you happen to see his lordship, please pass along my regards. Let him know I have every intention of thanking him personally for this night's events. Until next time, Commander. Cheers. They say we are never given more than we can bear. But the manner by which we bear such burdens, that is left for us to decide. Commander, do you need assistance? Commander! We can choose to let our memories fester and boil until we are all but consumed. Or we can try to hide from them. Miss you so. Lock them away. Click. So much. Sob. Or drown them with drink. Also, we will not have to face them. Slurp. Gulp. Gulp. Why am I not surprised? Gulp. Gulp. You spooked me, you made me choke on my liquor. You're making me eyes all weepy. but unless we can find the strength to confront those traumatic memories and accept them. Apologies, Mr. Lewis. I did not mean to startle you, but your door was wide open. It's all right. Just lucky you found me with my knickers on. Yes, very. We will never truly be whole. Are you ever without a drink in hand, Mr. Lewis? Not if I can help it. It's like my grandpa Lewis used to say. "'Tis better have a drink and not need it than have it need a drink and not have it. Ah! Words to live by. I think so. So, what call... So what brings you calling this late, Mechanica? Have you finally taken a fancy to my charm and good looks? I need to ask a question of you, Mr. Lewis. So could you please be serious for a second? A second, yes. More than that, we might have ourselves a problem. All right. Go ahead, love. Ask away. During your time at Blackpool Armaments, did you ever hear speak of someone called Kane? Mr. Lewis. Kane? Not heard that name in a long time. What kind of trouble have you gotten yourself into now, Mechanica? Why, who is he? What is he more like? Never met the man myself. He was there some time before I was hired on, but there were always stories. Whispers of some extraordinary genius who once worked in the lower levels, laboring away on mysterious projects that no one was to speak of. And our circles we called him the Engineer. He was credited with awe-inspiring creations, unfathomable masterpieces of ingenuity, some few of which I was fortunate enough to witness with my own eyes. You sound reverent. He was a god, Mechanica, an incomparable visionary. He conceived ideas that the rest of us could not even begin to comprehend. And a man was utterly ruthless, willing to sacrifice anything or anyone to further his dark experiments. Experiments? So he experimented on human subjects, possibly merging flesh and machine? No one really knew what went on in his laboratories. It's all just rumor and speculation. But those foolish enough to wander into his domain were often never heard from again. Might this Kane still be in league with Blackpool? Oh, I doubt that very much. They had a violent and deadly falling out. We learned not to mention Kane's name in Lord Blackpool's presence. So you have no idea where I might find him? Oh no, he's one bloke what don't got found if he's even still alive. Take my advice, Mechanica. Leave anything what deals with the Engineer alone. Stick to the Mechanical Girl. I am. I believe I encountered Mr. Kane this evening. He stole the girl's corpse right out of my arms. It could not have been Kane. Those what dance with the Engineer don't live to talk about it. In any event, the girl is gone. Your case in limbo. Try that one again. In any case, the girl is gone. Your case in limbo. Time to move on, love. There's still the job up north. Easy money. I have a few more avenues I'd like to explore. Is your flying carriage in good working order? You want to take the Lewis's flyer on an outing? I do indeed. I wish to track the girl's possible movements prior to arrival at the train station. All right, then. I just need to grab me goggles. Mr. Lewis? Yes? It's dark out, and if I'm not mistaken, I do believe you are pitch drunk. Get some rest. We'll leave in the morning. It should give you plenty of time to dry up. You'd think so, wouldn't you? The next morning, above Darkeshire Woods. Floop, 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 floop. Are you sure this contraption is safe? Of course it's safe. I designed it myself. That's the scary part. You'll be seeing hundreds of flyers soon, just as soon as I demonstrate a Mechanicon. I'm certain it'll be a great success, Mr. Lewis. Wait, there! That ridge overlooking the tracks set us down there! Moments later, she fell over this cliff and landed atop the train. How'd you deduce that? Some passengers recalled hearing a loud thump when they passed this area. One gentleman likened the sound to a boulder striking the train. I think you're right. Look over there. The ground is all trampled up, and that... is it blood? Yes, it looks like there was some sort of a struggle with several combatants. Come on, the trail leads this way. Soon. She was running from someone. Looks like 6 or 7 pursuers at least. But the footprints all end here. So she ran from here to the cliff, but how did she get here in the first place? It's not around for leagues. What, can't she fly now too? Fly. Yes. You can see multiple impact impressions on the ground, as if they jumped from some airship. Airship, huh? Well, that narrows it down a bit, wouldn't you say? So what now? She left behind an eardrop. From Cirque de Romani. The Gypsy Sideshow. You'll have to do that one by yourself, Mechanica. I have to get myself ready for the convention. Besides, you know how I feel about clowns. Heh. Don't laugh. It's creepy. Blackpool Manor, Mechanica City.
Lord Blackpool, Mr. Prowl. Thwap.
My lord, how have I offended?
Why has Cain involved himself in my affairs, Mr. Powell? Now of all times, after this long of an absence.
I would know, sir, please.
You've acquired the vial, Mr. Powell. You assured me Cain would not notice its loss, much less trace it back to me.
'Twas no fault of mine, my lord. I followed your instructions. There's no way he could have known. No human way.
Spare me your superstitious nonsense, Mr. Powell. If Cain knows about our dealings, it's clearly due to some blunder on your part. And now, thanks to your incompetence, I have both Cain and Mechanica to deal with. Excuse me, to contend with. Please, sir, help me.
I have no time for this. Our most important clients and investors will be attending the convention. Tomorrow's presentation must proceed without any problems. Mr. Farthingsworth, please attend to Mr. Prowl.
Mr. Powell, rather.
Of course, my lord. Would my lord care for his glass of port? Ugh. Yes, that'd be quite lovely. Thank you.
Cirque de Romani. It is a lamentable aspect of human nature that we tend to fear that which we do not understand. This is a truth I have always known. Though perhaps I should say, for as long as I can remember, since I cannot recall a time before I was made into this unnatural form, people have an innate fear of all who are different. Anyone who looks different or acts different or thinks different, all are ostracized and ridiculed, if not outright killed.
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Bienvenue à Cirque de Romani. I am called Bippo, at your service. To the right of me, your left is a magnifique Monsieur Napoleon. It is said, little man, to my left is your right, excuse me. My left, your right, is my brother. Introduce yourself to the Mademoiselle, mon frère. My brother can sometime... Excuse me, my brother sometime can be too rude. He need me to remind him his manners.
Do not be rude. Say to the nice mademoiselle your name. Thump. Bert.
Ha, ha, ha. My brother say his name is Bert. I thought it was Peebo. Hee, hee.
Wait. I think I have more to say.
Bert, Bert, Bert.
Two.
Eep. Eep, eep. Twice smart. Vi, monsieur, Napoleon. Eep, eep, eep.
What the... Oh, dear. Please be careful.
Mort! Help me, mademoiselle. My brother, he go crazy. He say he kill me dead.
Ow, ow, ow.
Eep! I was just playing, mon frère. Ah! Ruh! Eep!
Get off me.
Oof! Help! Help!
Thump!
Hey, my hat! Where are you going? Bring that back.
Eep!
The Romani are the ultimate outcasts. What's this? Oh, those silly clowns. Having no true home, driven out of every town, every city, every country. Universally hated by everyone.
Oh, my lord!
Click, click, click. But the Romani themselves distrust anyone not of their blood.
Thunk, shunk.
Chavaya! Stop!
Gosh, they call us outsiders.
And so the circle of fear and mistrust and hatred continues on in a cycle that never, ever ends.
There are no worries, Gitano.
It is hard to shoot the pistolet with no bullets, no? Trespassers are not welcome here. So tell me, Gager, what business have you with the Cirque de Romani?
What business indeed? I guess we'll find out next time when Lady Mechanica continues. I'm out.